You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mukwolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 to 17. Now behold, one came and said to him, "Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" So he said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is, God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandment." I want us to look at Jesus. The Bible says he went about doing good. There was nobody that did good as Jesus. There will never be any man that lives a good life like Jesus. Since the creation of the earth, only one person has come on this earth and lived a good life from beginning to the end, and that person is Jesus Christ. And yet, when they called him good teacher, some will say good master, when they called him good teacher, he didn't enjoy that credit. He didn't say yes. Oh yes, that's true. That's true. He rejected it. He said nobody is good but God. Some of you will be happy if they say, the way you teach the Bible, when you handle the Bible, sir, the way you teach, you are a good teacher of the word of God. You will be happy that they are saying that to you. Good master. You know, you love people to describe you that you are a good person. Sometimes when we talk about people, you say, particularly at funerals, you say, this man was a good man. How did you know? How did you know he was a good man? If the Son of God rejected being called good, why is it that you love being described as good? In fact, I hear people even talk about themselves that, I know I'm good. I've had people say, why is it that those of us with good heart, we are the one that are always falling victim of wicked men? I say, who gave you good heart? Where did you become good? Who made you good? Do you know how rebellious it is for you to say that you are good? As in, how did you judge yourself that you are good? Who examined you? It is not given for a man that walks to direct his own step. How is it that you are the one now that is marking yourself? You are the one setting the exam for yourself. You are the one marking it. You are the one giving yourself result. Who marked you and said you are good? Why do we love people saying to us that we are good and you enjoy it? You better stop enjoying it. Did you know Jesus wasn't playing with what? Nobody is good but God. The best we can do is to be an expression of the goodness of God. And therefore, we cannot take credit for it. Because it is not our goodness, it is his goodness. Jesus. I thought Jesus would be grateful that the man can say, good master. But Jesus wasn't celebrating that. Jesus said, why do you call me good? No one is good but one. Jesus, if Jesus will say, no one is good but one. Jesus will not even acknowledge himself to be good. You see, I want to know this man. I want to follow him. When I hear people say they leave Christianity, they stop following the Bible. You know, I ask myself a question. Let's even say I want to leave Christianity. Who do I want to follow? And what do I want to do? Tell me one thing I want to enjoy outside of Jesus. Tell me any wisdom I can live by that is better than this. This man, that's the only man I want to follow. That's the only man that I want to know. That they called him good and he said, don't call me good. Nobody is good. And yet, there has not been any man on earth that has been good as this man. And you, that you are not even good, you are saying you are good. People are telling you that you are good and you are happy. Do you know that if anybody says you are good, it is flattery? They are saying it in ignorance. It's not true. He's a good person. He is flattery. Don't get confused. Are we by this saying that we are wicked? Are we by this saying we are doing evil? No, we are not doing evil. Actually, Jesus said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works. You see, your good works and glorify what? the Father in heaven. So anywhere that is good, who gets the glory? The Father. But the one that they are saying to you that you are smiling quietly, they say, in your family, she's the good one of the family. And you too, you are happy. That means that you don't know the Father. Let me tell you, there's nobody that knows the Father that will accept that he is good. Nobody. One of the things that you will know when you truly know the Father is that you are not good. It's only as the Father is expressed through us that men can see him and glorify him. We are only a vessel to express the goodness of God. So don't go and be enjoying all these flatteries that people say about you. Don't enjoy it. You know, if it is today and Jesus rebuke you, you say, Jesus, is that not too much? Is that not too much? Brother, if Jesus refused to be called good, what do you think you and I should do? You and I should pour ashes on ourselves and say, how dare you call me good? No one is good. Nobody is good. Some of you think you are good. Yes, Jesus said you are not good. No one is good but God. Only God is good. May we be a vessel that expresses the goodness of God. May we be the vessel through which men can see how good God is. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Did it say you are good? It said, taste and see that the Lord is good. I pray that as men taste you, what they will taste is the goodness of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.